Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to be looking at common body parts and describing pain in Spanish, and you're also going to learn about the Dominican Republic. Let's get straight into the Spanish part. First, we will be covering common body parts. We will look at their plural and singular forms. Then, I will be talking about how you can describe you are hurt or feeling pain in those specific body parts. And lastly, we will look at something I like to call the pain scale. Today, we will be focusing on 16 common body parts. Let's start from the top to bottom. First, I'd like to mention the body parts that are always singular. For head, we say cabeza. What I mean by it can only be singular is that you can't make this plural because normal humans only have one head. On their shoulders, that is. Anyways, to continue with our singular body parts, let's look at nose and tongue. Nose is nariz. Tongue is lengua. I like this word lengua because it's similar to the word lenguaje, which means language. See the similarity? Lengua. Lenguaje, tongue, and language. Next, let's talk about back and stomach. The word espalda means back, but it is unique to the body part. We cannot use espalda to describe the location of something like we can use back in English. For example, in English, I can say, my back hurts, or I can say, the car is in the back. In the first example, it's a body part, and in the second, it's an adverb describing the place where something is. To say stomach, we say estómago. So, cabeza, nariz, lengua, espalda, and estómago are the singular body parts we are looking at today. The body parts that can be singular or plural that we're looking at today are eyes, shoulders, arms, hands, wrists, fingers, legs, knees, ankles, feet, and toes. Starting from the top, eyes is ojos. Ojos. Now, if we want to say just one eye, we say ojo. And ojos means eyes. Shoulders is similar to the word man. The word for man is hombre. The word for shoulders is hombros. Kind of makes sense that they're close, considering big shoulders can make someone look manly. So, hombro, one shoulder, hombros, shoulders. Next, let's talk about arms and hands. For arm, we say brazo. Arms, brazos. For hand, we say mano. Hands, manos. Now, wrists is an interesting one because the word we use for wrist in Spanish is the same word we use for doll. So, muñeca means wrist or doll, and muñecas means wrists or dolls. When is it which? Well, they're spelled exactly the same, so it just depends on the context. mi muñeca se quebró la muñeca would literally mean my doll broke her wrist. I've never heard someone say that their doll broke their wrist, so you probably won't hear the two together. Next, we have fingers. We say dedo for one and dedos for many. Now, going below the waist, we have legs, knees, ankles, feet, and toes. For legs, we say pierna or piernas. For knees, we say rodilla or rodillas, singular and plural. Ankles is kind of funny in Spanish because it's the word tobillo. Tobillo. I remember the first time I heard the name Toby was in the show The Office, and I thought it was hilarious. Toby, tobillo, tobillo, Toby. If your name is Toby, at least this will be a very easy one to remember. So tobillo, one ankle, and tobillos, ankles. To say foot, we say pie, spelt literally like pie, or pies, spelt literally like pies. Pie and pies. The last body part we're going to cover today is toes. If tobillo didn't make you laugh, finding out that we use foot fingers should. In Spanish, we don't have a literal word for toes, so we say los dedos de los pies, the fingers of the feet. Don't know about you, but thinking about feet fingers makes me feel kind of weird and wonder what kind of jewelry might go well on those. Okay, now that we know the body parts, how do we talk about experiencing pain in them? We use the reflexive verb dolerse. It turns to me duele if the body part that hurts is singular, or me duelen if the body part that hurts is plural. So for example, we would say, me duele la cabeza. My head hurts. Or me duelen las manos. My hands hurt. Me duele el estómago. My stomach hurts. Or me duelen los brazos. My arms hurt. Notice, if the body part is masculine, we say el or los, el if it's singular and los if it's plural. If the body part is feminine, we say la or las, la if it's singular and las if it's plural. So me duele el or la, or me duelen los or las. Me duele el estómago. Me duele la cabeza. Me duelen los brazos. Me duelen las manos. When I give you a chance to repeat these, I will add the article so you know for sure which ones are masculine and which ones are feminine. The last thing we're going to talk about is what I like to call the pain scale. So if someone asks you, how much does it hurt? ¿Cuánto te duele? You would respond with, me duele un poquito. It hurts very little. Me duele un poco. It hurts a bit. Me duele mucho. It hurts a lot. And me duele muchísimo. It hurts a lot, a lot. So, poquito, poco, mucho, and muchísimo, this is the scale. Poquito being on the smallest side of the scale, and muchísimo being on the highest side of the scale. So someone might say, ¿qué pasa? Like, what's wrong? And you say, me duele la rodilla. My knee hurts. ¿Cuánto te duele? How much does it hurt? Me duele muchísimo. It hurts a lot. Or if the person doesn't ask you how much it hurts, you can include it in the description. You can say, me duele la rodilla muchísimo, or me duele la rodilla un poco, me duele la rodilla mucho, etc., etc. Now is your turn to repeat. La cabeza. La nariz. La lengua. La espalda. El estómago. El ojo. Los ojos. El hombro. Los hombros. El brazo. Los brazos. La mano. Las manos. El dedo. Los dedos. La pierna. Las piernas. La rodilla. Las rodillas. El pie. Los pies. El dedo del pie. Los dedos de los pies. Me duele. Me duelen. ¿Qué pasó? Me duele la cabeza. Me duele el estómago. Me duele la espalda. Me duele la nariz. Me duelen las piernas. Me duelen las manos. Me duelen los ojos. Me duelen los pies. ¿Cuánto te duele? Me duele un poquito. Me duele un poco. Me duele mucho. Me duele muchísimo. Me duele la cabeza un poquito. Me duele el estómago un poco. Me duele la espalda mucho. Me duele la nariz muchísimo. Me duelen las piernas un poquito. Me duelen las manos un poco. Me duelen los ojos mucho. Me duelen los pies muchísimo. Hablemos sobre la República Dominicana. Let's talk about the Dominican Republic. Did you know that the first settlement by Christopher Columbus was in the Dominican Republic? It was called La Española and was located in what we know today as Santo Domingo. Historically, it plays an important role in the colonization of the Americas, especially since the Treaty of Ryswick called for the country to be split in half. This treaty gave half of the island to France, which is now known as Haiti, and kept half of the island Spanish, which we know as República Dominicana. They were in a constant battle against the Spanish rule and even American governance until the year 1924. That was when the constitutional government of the Dominican Republic finally assumed full control. La República Dominicana is known for its creation of the exquisite music of bachata. If you've never heard bachata, I recommend you YouTube Aventura and their two albums called We Broke the Rules and The Last. It's not their only two albums, but it is my two favorite albums, and both of these albums have front-to-back hits that you will surely recognize if you've been Latin dancing or to a Latino party. Personally, I've been to the Dominican twice, and one of the best things about the Dominican is the people. They're super friendly, and they love to dance. If you're looking for a chill, relaxing place away from crowds, I really recommend Samaná, as it is located in a bay on the east side of the island. The waters are super calm and there is so much to see and do. If you're looking for more nightlife and partying, I recommend Punta Cana or Puerto Plata. One of their staple dishes is called mangú, which is a mixture of plantain with onions that is usually served with eggs and sausage. Don't forget that they have some of the most beautiful white sand beaches in the world. Thanks again for joining me for an educational episode of Surviving Spanish with Karen. Y como siempre digo, and like I always say, nos vemos la próxima semana.